Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Metamorpho number 10. Cover date January-February 1967. Cover price 12 cents. Cover artists Sal Trapani and Charles Paris. Edited by George Cashton. Featuring The Sinister Snares of Stingery. Written by Bob Haney. Art by Sal Trapani and Charles Paris. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go.
See how the fluffy clouds move by us.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away.
And the day is so much fun.
What? The wedding of Rex Mason and Sapphire Stagg is interrupted by Urania Blackwell, a secret agent who has duplicated the process Rex used to become Metamorpho. Blackwell, now called Element Girl, recruits Rex to help stop the Cyclops organization led by her old boyfriend, Stingery. Confused? Don't worry, I'll be right back with Dr. Husband to explain everything.
Element Man.
Metamorpho, Metamorpho.
Starts out in old Egypt land.
Metamorpho, Metamorpho.
Rex Mason was his real name.
Metamorpho, Metamorpho.
A soldier of fortune, didn't care about fame.
Metamorpho, Metamorpho.
Until fate took a hand in the game. What a change. Glowing meteorite.
Metamorpho, Metamorpho.
Shooting cosmic rays stronger than the sun through his body and brain. And when it was done, there,
yeah,
there,
yeah,
there,
yeah, 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 there
stood the Element Man.
Metamorpho.
Copper, cobalt, or tin.
Metamorpho, Metamorpho.
Rearrange his molecules just like that. Become anything he'd like at the drop of a hat. Be a hero, a king, yet he'd chuck it all if he could be the one thing he just can't be. Plain Rex Mason, I know, 'cause you see,
disappointing start of the week.
Really?
Well, the government didn't shut down. I have to go to work. And it's 2 days before Christmas.
I think that's okay.
Yes. Is it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Wouldn't you have possibly missed out on that money?
No, I use PTO.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, you having to work today, of course, meant that I could be free to do whatever the heck I wanted to do.
You just had a little busman's holiday, didn't you?
I sure did, didn't I? Well, today I took my motorcycle to the M&S Harley Davidson.
That sounds... Is that a sexual thing?
Only if it says S&M. That's M&S. I don't know what that stands for, but you know, each one is a franchise.
So. Sure, sure.
So it's a great big facility up in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And I took my bike up there because it has been in storage for a couple of years from the previous owner, and I wanted to get it serviced and have it looked over. And so I'm really excited about that, but I took it. I rented a trailer from U-Haul, which was incredibly economical with a ramp that folds down and stuff, and rode it up into the trailer, hooked it up to the car, rode it up into the trailer, tied it down with some ratcheting straps,
mm-hmm.
and then I drove down the beautiful court and turned around in the cul-de-sac, and the bike turned over, and the windshield broke on the bike.
For heaven's sake.
I know, so I came right back to the front yard and got out of the car and tipped the bike back up. And restrapped it in and then pulled forward. Now, this is like taking me, the whole thing took like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then I pulled out of the subdivision and the bike fell over again. I have never strapped a motorcycle into a trailer before. And this particular trailer, this motorcycle has just a kickstand that doesn't have a center stand where sometimes you can put a center stand and back it up.
And so, I don't know what any of that means. But
anyway, well, a center stand allows it to sit straight upright.
Yeah.
Right. So I finally figured out what I was doing wrong. I changed the orientation of one of the two straps I was using and strapped it so it was all of the. It was definitely braced against not only the side but also in the middle of. And I got it up to the dealership and everything was fine. And I had a nice time up there. Guys were in awe of this bike, which is 34 years old.
Yes.
Engine's running beautifully. And once I get it cleaned up and it's going to be serviced because it hasn't been serviced in a while. I'm looking forward to riding it. And the good news is I was actually going to replace the windshield anyway with another windshield that the guy who I bought it from has. He said, I have another windshield, better windshield for this bike. I'm going to give it to you and I just haven't picked it up yet. So I'm going to go and he's going to give me a lot of stuff for the bike. So I'm really excited. No loss whatsoever breaking the windshield.
Terrific.
But it was cold today. It was a high of 31.
It was very cold. It was 13 degrees this morning.
Oh, I walked the dogs this morning. I was like, oh, Jess Butler, Junebug, was not having it.
No,
and she had spent some time out in the backyard anyway, so I knew that she'd go into the bathroom out there. And I was just like, nope, Butler is all going with me. So he had a nice time. I put a little coat on him. I always do. Once it gets below 32, I put a coat on the dogs.
Sure.
Yeah. Because they have short, they don't have double coats.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Butler's birthday today.
It is Butler's birthday today.
He's 8 years old. Ugh, he can go to third grade now.
Eight.
Yes.
Makes me sad.
Why?
You know, he's a big dog. He won't have many years left.
Still just races around here like a puppy, barking at everything that passes in the street.
It's true. It's true.
Well, I've just spending all of my free time cooking, as you know.
I know. Yes.
Listener, if you're not aware, I have a side gig on YouTube called Dr. Bob's Kitchen. That's K-I-T-S-C-H-E. And I'll put a link in the socials.
Yes.
But every Christmas, I do 12 days of recipes with a singular theme.
This year's theme is eggs.
This year's theme is eggs, because I was led to believe before the election that eggs would be significantly cheaper. But apparently that's not true.
You mean it's a lie?
Well, the news media wouldn't use the word lie.
Oh, of course.
They would say misdirection or...
No, they wouldn't even say fabrication.
No.
Yes.
But yes, it was a lie, for sure.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Nothing. Just getting ready for a quiet Christmas at home without COVID, unlike previous years.
Yes. Yes. God willing, knock on wood, we won't get sick this year.
No.
Yeah. We woke up on Christmas Day, both of us sick.
Yes.
Last year. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
Same.
Right?
I'm going to lay around and watch movies.
I've got...
As per my usual.
I've got some nice, comfy, super comfy blankets in the washing machine ready
Shut
to
up.
Start washing as soon as this podcast is over.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
You do not. Shut up.
I...
Shut up! Rob, you may talk now.
Okay, yes.
She's here.
Who is?
Element Girl.
Oh, Element Girl.
The chemical doll.
But is she a match for the deadly stingery?
Spoiler alert, no.
No, she isn't.
It's the fab freak of 1001 Changes, Metamorpho, the Element Man, co-star of the forthcoming summer blockbuster movie, Crypto the Superdog, with his boy Superman. Can we talk about that yet?
Oh my god, I lost. I went,
I knew that Crypto was going to be in the movie, of course, because I make it my business to know these things. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, listener, that Dr. Husband, the air was sucked out of his body when he saw Crypto.
I thought
running through the snow
on the spot.
I cried from the whistle because I knew what he was whistling for.
Oh my god!
We're talking about the preview of teaser trailer of
which is coming
Superman,
out in July.
It's coming out July 11th.
Yeah.
I've seen some controversy online about it.
I don't care.
I don't either.
Yeah. Don't care.
I don't care. I liked Man of Steel.
I liked them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like everything. But yeah. Crypto takes it to another level.
Oh, my
plus,
God.
Crypto plus Hot Girl plus Nathan Fillion.
Yes, but he's...
I know, the haircut.
The haircut.
Plus Metamorpho.
So cool. So cool. I just... And Crypto has... His ears aren't... Like, they're irregular, like one of his ears sticks
out.
Oh, my God.
And yes, I know Crypto is not furry like that in the comics. But
I don't care.
When Crypto first appeared, you know, he looked like a hound dog, like Butler, with just all white.
Real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he kind of morphed into a Labrador sort of a thing.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe it.
I'm over the moon.
Yeah, absolutely.
He better fly.
Right? Because he wasn't in the preview.
No.
Yeah.
And then, DC, if you're listening, there better be a Space K-9 Patrol Agents standalone film. I know there kind of already was.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was animated. I want the real deal.
Yeah. If they can do it with Lion King, they certainly can do it with Crypto.
Yeah. Metamorpho, number 10, the debut of Urania Blackwell. The Element Girl, or Chemical Doll. I don't think she's made up her mind what she wants to be called. We have our cast of characters. Rex Mason, the Element guy you love. Simon Stagg, the genius you admire.
Sapphire Stagg, the girl you adore.
Java, the aped you need.
Element Girl, the doll you'll dig.
And Stingery, the creep you'll hiss.
Boo, hiss.
Would you believe that it's Metamorpho again?
Mm-hmm.
Talking to us through the fourth wall. Like, who else has a crazy kisser like his? Now, would you really believe that in this epic, we are giving you, in page-wide comic scope, eye-bugging four-colorama, the chick of the century? In short, in all her molecular magnificence, Element Girl, along with modest Metamorpho, meets the villain of the DC ages. When together, we fall into... The sinister snares of Stingery. I wonder if it's a hard G. Stingery?
Stingery. 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 He stings. He stings.
He's like a big scorpion.
Scorpion. Yes. Take that.
Yes. Pss, pss. I'm going to sting you, Metamorpho. What's this? The wedding of Metamorpho and Sapphire?
Oh, that's right. They're getting married, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Radiant Bride. It is that gorgeous playgirl of the Western world, Sapphire Stagg, in a tight little wedding number.
She looks cute.
The proud father, like any average parent, giving last-minute orders to the help.
Those idiots dressed up like that at the wedding.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that they are addressed as the help and they are head-to-toe black bodysuits. Now, Rex Mason is the groom, of course. He's wearing his human rubberized mask so he doesn't scare people as Metamorpho.
Metamorpho.
He's decked out in a nice, what do you call that, bolero jacket?
Where? Oh, yeah, a bolero jacket. Yeah, like an officer's jacket, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, there's one person not very happy about this wedding. It's Java.
Of course,
Java. Because he loves Sapphire, and he's a caveman, and that's all he has.
Look at him dumping a drink off that tray behind that woman.
It looks like he dumped it right on the back, down the back of her dress.
I thought for a second that it was like a little satellite dish or a listening device, but he's dumping a cocktail off the platter.
What a waste of booze.
Yeah.
All right. The ceremony kicks off. Apparently everyone knows Rex Mason is Metamorpho because the preacher announces it to the crowd.
Yeah, no one goes, gasp.
But nobody has to look at his ugly mug. That's the key, I think.
Right.
All of a sudden, at the point when the preacher asked if anyone knows why this wedding should not take place, who do you think speaks up? It's not Java. It's this hussy in a bikini.
Wow, we get into it right away, don't we?
Yes. Urania Blackwell, alias Element Girl, I have need of Metamorpho. She looks just like Metamorpho, except she's got a bikini top on and long, flowing green hair.
Right. Well, this is masquerade. She goes, I know very well. He says, holy Hannah, you've got the wrong party, baby. This is no masquerade. She goes, I know very well what it is, Rex Mason. It's a waste of time when your country, the world, have need of you.
Why, you hussy, Sapphire. Are you telling me my fiancé, he can't marry me? I'll yank that phony wig off you and...
Ooh.
Like my mother would say, she's going to snatch her bald-headed.
Right, well, apparently this wig is prehensile.
It is.
It's a real hair.
Yes, unlike some others, my hair is all mine in a beautiful natural shade of bromine.
So, Simon Stagg says, it's true, it's an Element Girl, this is fantastic.
Metamorpha.
Metamorpha.
Element Girl.
Metamorpha.
Except her name's not Metamorpha.
No.
I'm glad they didn't go that direction. Mm-hmm. They could have. All right. So Java gets Sapphire away from the claws of Urania. She explains that she got her powers the same way he did. She entered a pyramid in the canyons of the Upper Nile and exposed herself to a meteorite's power, which is exactly how Metamorpho got his powers.
He can't believe her. He says, no one would volunteer to do this. She goes, but I did, to defeat the hordes of Cyclops, the world criminal syndicate, and its evil leader, Stingery. I'd do anything.
Yes, as Urania Blackwell, secret agent, I'd sworn to defeat Cyclops, but my powers were puny against such a Stingery and his hordes. There was only one answer. Take on superpowers as an Element Woman. There's gotta be other power sets she could have pursued before going right for the one that's gonna turn her into a freak.
Well, yeah, I suppose, but then we wouldn't have a story to read, would we?
Well, we would, just not in this comic. We'd have, you know, well, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
You can't?
There's already an Aqua Girl, and there's already a Supergirl, and a Batgirl, and a...
But she needed something that she knew would work to change her into some sort of extraordinary thing.
Why didn't she go get herself a Green Lantern ring?
They don't just give them out in the store.
Why doesn't she go become a police scientist and get struck by lightning that hits a shelf full of chemicals right in front of her in her lab and then she gets super speed?
Or go to some broken down factory and throw herself in a vat of chemicals.
Well, then she'd become a villain and also be disfigured, like she is now.
She is now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she's too bright.
Well, I don't think any of these people are bright, not even Rex.
Also, like my mother would say, nice house, nobody home.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what's all this got to do with busting up my marriage? Why can't I get married and then go on secret agent work?
Oh, no.
She just wants him to do one more mission for humanity. Mm-hmm. Help her defeat Cyclops. Or are you a chicken? Afraid to let a woman do it alone? I think she's got an ulterior motive, but...
Mm.
Sapphire doesn't trust her.
Nope.
Sapphire does not want him to go. And who can blame her? It's their wedding day.
Of course. It's not like... I mean, it's kind of a big deal to have a wedding. All these people came there, traveled.
Yeah.
They have caterers. They have this whole event. How long does it take to have a wedding? One day. One full day.
Not even that. Just, do you take this woman? Yes. You're married. Goodbye.
Well, okay, there's that. Yeah. But then there's usually a gathering of at least a few hours. of friends, right? Right.
Well, they can have the gathering without Rex there.
They didn't need to break off the wedding.
Well, Sapphire's jilted. Simon, actually, I'm surprised. He hates Metamorpho. He hates that Sapphire loves him. But he says they're there. Once this job is done, we'll have a bigger wedding.
Yeah, what a waste of money.
Well, he's got plenty of money. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
So shortly, at Simon Stagg's private airfield, the strangest pair in history leaves on what we may call Operation
Stingery.
Stingery.
Stingery. Don't you just love to say that? Stingery.
I do, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I warn you, Rex Mason, go with that elemental witch and I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, Saf, sweetie, you'll see it my way. This Cyclops bunch is in the bag. I'm sorry, I left out the word when. let me try that again. Okay, ready?
Okay,
ready. Saf, sweetie, you'll see it my way when this Cyclops bunch is in the bag. Until then, adios, and I love you.
Now, Java thinks this is his chance, and by the time Rex gets back, Java's going to have swept Sapphire off her feet.
Java is an idiot. He is the ultimate optimist. He has never, will never, cannot get Sapphire Stagg to fall in love with him.
Well, he's a subhuman caveman. Maybe they didn't have pessimism in caveman days. Good for him, I say. Now, what fabulous adventure is waiting for the Element Man and his new partner, who now is wearing a skin-colored mask and a turban?
She reminds me of Joan Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't she?
In the opening scene of Mommy Dearest. Mm-hmm. She sure does. Mm-hmm. Wonder if she rinses her skin with cold alcohol.
Mm.
All right. Rex knows how crazy it is to have left Sapphire on their wedding day. And why does he feel like Urania is holding something back from him?
Something very important. Let's find out. So, hours later, as the plane nears the continent of Europe, hours later. How many hours later?
Well, let's see. They're probably in New York. Bless you.
Thank you.
New York to, where are they? Holland?
Holland.
7 hours, I'd say.
That's not a jet.
No, but it is a Simon Stagg propeller plane, so it probably got some kind of super jet action on it.
Okay.
Yes, Metamorpho, the vast dikes that hold back the sea from flooding that small nation. But even this country's government doesn't know that beneath those dikes, left over from the war when it was a secret Nazi lair, is the headquarters of Cyclops and its leader, Stingery.
Wow. So apparently she's a secret agent.
Yes. So they land the plane. They get in a boat. They are heading over towards one of these windmills.
Yes.
And now we learn the truth.
Yes.
Urania is out to get Stingery because she was once his fiancée.
That's right. They were in love until he discarded her for another. For which he will pay in pain and humiliation to the last atom of his miserable, evil heart. We're here.
Yeah. They somehow jury-rig this windmill so they can open it up and get inside.
Okay.
Rex is not thrilled that he's been drawn into this private war of jealousy.
Yes.
Between Urania and Stingery.
Stingery!
Why was she holding it back? We don't know.
No.
We
never actually learned. She never says, I didn't want to tell you because I knew you wouldn't come or anything like that.
No, and we don't learn who the other woman is either.
No, ever.
No.
No.
Maybe it wasn't a woman.
Dum bum ba-dum!
Now, as the twosome descends into the heart of the dike and the wind turns the mill back into the right direction.
He says, some setup. You could park an army down here.
Silence. From now on, our every move and word will be monitored. Let me do the talking.
So they move through the corridors and...
But breep, breep, breep,
that's
breep.
Right. They get trapped into a room, and there's some sort of ray aimed at them, and they hear the voice, halt and stand inspection. You have entered the lair of Cyclops without permission.
Now, he recognizes Urania, but he says... He wants to know why you have come into my lair carrying dangerous chemicals. Because the ray device is picking up on their physical structure.
Right. He's just,
made of. Which doesn't make sense because Metamorpho can turn into any element that is present in the human body. So he shouldn't register as something different than human because he's just made up of the normal chemicals and compounds that already exist in human body.
You know, is that your adult self thinking that or your 8-year-old self thinking that?
Both.
Okay.
I was not an idiot as a child.
Okay, I don't doubt
that.
Very
well read.
Yes.
I had a full set of Encyclopedia Britannicas and a full set of All About books. All about rockets, all about dinosaurs, all about blah, this and that. And I had a very special book, commemorative listing of all the first ladies of the United States, right up to Betty Ford.
Mm.
No, I think it went to Rosalind Carter, actually.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal.
Wow.
My family didn't never skimped on books, I could tell you that.
Well, mine did.
Well,
that's not true. I did have a set of World Book Encyclopedias.
Sure, every kid's dream.
Yes. I love those encyclopedias. Of course, they were bought when, I don't know what, 1970-something.
Yeah.
Two or something like that, and I was born in 71, so.
Did you have the Guinness Book of World Records?
We had a copy somewhere in our house, yeah.
Boy, I love to read about those world's fattest twins.
Right on the motorcycles?
Yes.
Yes.
Those were the days.
Okay, so what's going on here? So Rex says, this bird dog beam, baby. It's sniffing out our elemental identities. But Stingery doesn't know that. He thinks we're carrying explosive or something. Bluff him, beautiful.
So she tries to explain, we carry no chemicals, but the ship we arrived on did. Maybe there's some traces on our clothes.
You're lying, since I know you entered this country by plane.
What? And it is no trace of chemical my devices have detected, but a heavy concentration. Too bad. You must face the liquidator.
Breep, 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 breep. In comes a giant robot-looking thing.
Yes, it looks like a Dalek with arms.
Yes. I love that Dalek.
So Rex is strips for action.
Yes.
Pulls his mask off, takes his clothes off. He becomes Metamorpho. Urania does nothing. Stands without shaking her fist in the air.
She's overacting, just like Joan Crawford.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
She's chewing up the scenery. In that picture?
Yeah.
He's stripping off his clothes and his mask and turning into the Element Man. She's like, she's chewing up the scenery. This is my moment!
So here comes the Liquidator. Rex is ready to fight it. You monster, Stingery, do not even the embers of what we meant to each other make you hesitate to destroy me.
Right.
Rex takes off after this Liquidator, and it shoots out these beams that slice his arms off.
God, that's horrible, right?
And then his legs.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I didn't, well, yes, it's amazing. I didn't understand why he couldn't just turn into water
vapor
or something.
Vapor.
Right.
Yeah.
He's sliced to ribbons. He still has his, we call it his pelvic floor, that he can turn to gas and fly around the room.
Yeah, he does that. And so it's his pelvic floor and his torso.
Yes.
With no appendages.
He flies around and turns into dry ice, surrounds the Liquidator.
In an attempt to freeze it, she gathers up his appendages.
Yes.
And what? Tosses them?
Throws them at him.
Here, take these.
Here you go, Metamorpho. Which somehow allows him to reassemble himself?
I guess.
It has something to do with dry ice and electricity.
Yeah,
I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, he's back in one piece.
Stingery says, very clever, Metamorpho, but you've not yet felt the full power of the Liquidator.
For instance, the laser arc. Anything caught between these two hands is instantly vaporized.
There's a stand behind me, Urania. But she gets snatched up by a Dalek arm.
Yeah, snatched up by a claw gizmo.
Uh-huh.
That's the technical.
Metamorpho! She screams.
All right, this electrical arm thing, Metamorpho turns one of his hands into a carbon ball, is what it looks like, and throws it at the thing. And
he should have
gets thrown in the middle of the electrical arc, and then, yeah.
Sodium added or something. Isn't there water in the room?
I don't know.
There was something here. Yeah, there was a puddle of water underneath it. He should have thrown sodium at it.
There's a lot of iffy science here.
Yeah.
So, Urania is still trapped in the claw. She's about to get scorched like a bug. Metamorpho turns his arm into a pincher of some kind.
Like pliers or something.
Yes.
And tries to cut off...
Yeah.
The arm.
The arm that's the holding Urania.
Is it called the Intimidator? Is that what it's called?
The
Incinerator? Eliminator? Eliminator.
Yes.
Yes.
But the arm magnetizes, and it's some kind of crazy magnetism that's preventing Metamorpho from changing into any other element.
Right.
He's trapped.
He is trapped. He's stuck to it. And does he get, it's called the Liquidator.
Liquidator.
So,
finally, Urania decides to get in on the action.
And we learn here in a second that she's not as skilled on how to use her element powers as Metamorpho is.
Well, no, why would she be? She just got them.
She just got them, yeah.
And plus, she's a dame.
Now, come on. Wonder Woman's awesome. She can do anything.
Have you read Wonder Woman, the comics that we've covered?
I'm thinking about her in the contemporary.
Contemporary,
sense.
For yeah. sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just want to say, we all know, listeners, you know he's joking when he says
yes.
She's a dame. She is a dame, but we are very contemporary in our understanding that women are just as strong, if not stronger in many cases, than men.
So she becomes calcium, which makes her immune to magnetism, and she can wiggle out of this liquidator's grasp.
It took her long enough.
Right. Exposing herself to Stingery. What? You've become an elemental freak too? But why did you destroy the beauty I once loved, huh?
Some sort of bug camera looking out at the ceiling, right?
Yeah. Why did you destroy the beauty I once loved?
To destroy you, you criminal monster, and just watch what a female freak can do.
For instance, a silicone carbide file to free my friend
Metamorpho. She's going to cut off his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very slowly.
Yeah.
With a giant nail file.
A giant file.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he works. He says thanks, and then he reattaches his hand.
Yes. And now, for my bit, Metamorpho says, how about I turn my head into a sulfur smudge pot to smoke things up?
Okay, well, okay. I've been to Yellowstone. I know what horrible sulfur smells like. I'm not exactly sure how that would stand up against a giant liquidator robot.
I've been to the master bathroom at 7:30 a.m. every morning. I know what sulfur smells like.
Nice.
Now, she doesn't understand what he's doing. He says, look, you're new to this. All I could do is make this sulfur smoke, and it blocks out the cameras and whatnot, and he can't see us
anymore. Then they form what? Iron fists, iron arms, an attack?
Yes. Attack the liquidator. And the liquidator is liquidated.
Yeah, they
make... yuck.
They kill it. Oh, they kill it. They crush it up.
This delay in your destruction no longer amuses Stingery, and the walls start to close in.
I love that trick. When the walls close in, that's a wonderful trope.
Well, it would work great unless you had two people that could turn into fluorine gas.
Right, and they just float away, or they whisk away.
But we emphasize here that she's not. It takes her a minute to do this.
Yes.
I'm trying. He's like, quick, do it. I'm trying. So,
I'm still learning, Professor.
They escape down an adjoining tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Every inch of this lair is monitored by television eyes, meaning Stingery can follow them wherever they go.
And as they round the bend.
Yes. Halt where you are, my freakish pair. I said I would show myself when the time is right, and the time is now.
Stingery!
He's got a green outfit.
Yeah.
With, this seems excessive, a cape and a scorpion tail.
Yeah, it is excessive.
Oh, is he not? Is he a scorpion or is he a...
He's a stingray.
A manatee. A manatee. A sea amenatee. What is it?
He's a stingray. Look at the stingray on his jacket, on his chest.
Yeah, that's. But they have another name, don't they?
Amenemies. Atenemies. Amenities. Anemones. Listener, we're exchanging a joke back and forth between us about a dear family member who used to not be able to pronounce sea anemones. It's neither of us.
But. No. Then why didn't he just call himself Stingray?
Stinger or Stinger.
Or why? Stinger of the Sea.
Stinger or
Sea Sting.
Or Whip It. Whip It. I was stung by a stingray once.
I know.
When I was young. And they are not. Luckily, it didn't really, really get me badly. Like, I just remember stepping on it in the beach.
Well, that was stupid. Why'd you step on it?
You can't see them sometimes. They bed down in the sand. I was actually learning to surf. And I stepped on it, and it whack! Hit me in the leg, and God, did that hurt.
But you don't surf.
I don't now, no.
Is it because of the stingray incident?
Well, it started... I when I was younger, I really didn't have a big fear of the ocean, but getting stung by a stingray once and seeing sharks in the Keys and stuff like that gave me a real fear. And I had this weird thing. Not weird, I'm sure. It's very common, but I had a stepfather that was very, very comfortable in the ocean, liked sailing and stuff like that, and he would take us out in the water. And we went lobster fishing one time, lobster snorkeling one time, and I had never experienced this. So I have a fear of heights, right? It's okay, it's manageable, but but one of the things that I experienced was snorkeling. We were around a coral reef, and if you're floating on the surface of the water and you go off the edge of a coral reef, there can be a massive drop in depth.
Yeah.
And I experienced a fear of heights in the water, which was just, for me, I'd never experienced before. So seeing sharks and being afraid of heights and just the massive depth. We go to swimming at Blue Springs State Park, which is a completely contained, beautiful freshwater springs. When we swim over that boil floating in the water, part of me is terrified.
It is a little scary.
It is.
I just hate being out of doors, so that's why I don't surf.
Okay. So anyway, it was a series of those things, and I think what really did it for me was one time I was working as a teenager at a 7-Eleven. I was 18.
That would do it for sure.
And we were a block from the beach, and a guy came up and he said, "Hurry, I need some help. I need some ice." And I grabbed some ice from the cooler, and we packed a towel around, put some ice on a guy's leg to help stop the bleeding. He'd been bitten by a shark, and his leg had been ripped open. And I could see just how horrible it
was.
Gross. Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. So okay. I was like, I have a healthy fear of the ocean. Maybe an abnormal fear of the ocean, because I really don't like the ocean. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. All right, so stingray.
Fun story.
Yeah.
Stingery runs Cyclops, which is an organization that thinks of everything.
Why does he have to wear a costume?
I don't know.
Well, I guess you gotta do something. You got a big old stinger sticking out of your rear end.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a natural part of his body.
No, it's definitely an appendage that has an intention. It's a weapon.
Now. If the government should learn of our lair, one push of a button will blow up the entire dike system, bringing the sea crashing in on half the land.
You miserable crumb! You'd flood land it's taken centuries of sweat to save from the sea!
Why not? Like the sea itself, Cyclops cares not for what happens to others, and Stingery is the heart and brain of Cyclops.
Metamorpho! Behind us!
Yes, it's a sonic cannon that can blast you to bits. Elemental bits.
So the cannon goes off and they turn to goo.
Yes.
They literally turn to goo.
They literally turn to goo. Metamorpho orders Urania to ooze toward a nearby vent.
They're going to use the grate. They're going to go through the grate and get out of there.
I'm not sure I can. My molecules are so stunned.
The cannon is cocking to fire again. My birds, you are finished.
Ooze, baby, ooze.
just made it.
They made it through the grate, and then they turn into gas.
Yes, hydrogen gas, which means they can rise up this vertical vent. It's got to lead to the upper air.
But then, all of a sudden, there is a broadcast. Right?
Yes.
Stingery, to all units, Metamorpho and accomplice escaping the lair. This must not happen. Emergency!
Beep, 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 beep.
Now we go to part three, the sinister snares of Stingery.
So all the vents are closing. They have to get out in time, which they do. They escape out a vent. They are being tailed by these henchmen who are all wearing...
Cyclops.
Cyclops uniforms.
And they have helmets with a little slit through it, like they have where Cyclops is.
Like Pharaoh Lad. Except he didn't have a slit for eyes.
Iron Lad? Pharaoh?
Pharaoh Lad from the Legion of Superheroes. Ferris? Who bravely perished saving the universe from the Sun Eater.
Oh my god.
You remember.
Sure.
They have escaped.
So, you know, all these comic stuff, this basically just goes into my short-term RAM.
Uh-huh.
It gets wiped out when I sleep. Yeah.
But then sometimes you come up with some obscure fact that makes me very proud of you.
Oh, I always like to surprise you. That's what keeps our marriage so young.
Yes. Mm. Young. Impossibly young. All right. So they are being fired upon. These henchmen don't miss a beat. They are looking everywhere, but it turns out Rex and Urania have turned themselves into chewing gum and stuck themselves on the edge of a windmill.
They are literally fine. They're afraid. These guys, these Cyclops agents, are afraid for their lives because if they don't find Metamorpho and his accomplice, they're going to get in serious trouble. They've chewed. What have they been turned into chewing gum? Bromine and iodine. Now, iodine is a liquid, right?
Yes, and also, isn't iodine red and would be very visible against the white blades of a windmill?
Yeah, and bromine fizz, bromine, what does bromine do?
Well, she said her hair was bromine, which was green.
So. Okay, all right. Well, I mean, I have a hard time believing that they wouldn't be seen, but apparently no one's looking at the backs of the windmills.
No, apparently not. At that moment, just above, here comes Simon, Java, and Sapphire.
Thank goodness.
In Simon's plane, they've come to, because Sapphire doesn't believe this is a secret mission, unless it's a secret mission for Rex to get some tail. Her intuition tells her that Urania is after Rex. Rex sees the plane coming. So does Stingery. Stingery is in a flying saucer contraption of some kind and is about to attack Simon Stagg's plane, and Rex takes a chance and turns his arm into a grappling hook.
Wouldn't you like to have a flying saucer?
I would.
I mean, not a one that swings around, but something like this. Just yes. A totally enclosed thing that levitates and just zooms. It'd be awesome.
And it's shaped like a stingray.
Hmm.
So he manages to drag Stingery's hovercraft to the ground. It's destroyed.
It's destroyed.
The henchmen now find where Rex and Urania are and go after him. But Rex turns into a
bowling ball made of manganese.
Yes, to be precise. Their guns have no effect on manganese.
Nope, and he bowls them over. That would hurt. If this is a giant bowling ball large enough to actually knock them over and knock them out,
yeah,
there's got to be some broken ankles in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And heads and necks and everything.
He's probably killed at least one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. He's a secret agent now. You can do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now, Rex confronts Stingery. And Stingery! Now you are going to face the full power of Stingery.
And watching from above, Sapphire says, "Dadikins, it's Rex fighting some awful-looking person."
Great. Gadfrey. Stingery, and I thought he was only a legend.
And, what's his name?
Java.
Java says, "Stingery? Then that means Mason has met his match at last. This time he will surely be destroyed and Sapphire will become Java's mate. He talks about himself in the third person. And he
but because of caveman days, they didn't have first person.
And he doesn't actually talk. He was thinking.
He was thinking it. But he's not very bright. He probably thinks out loud.
Probably. So, but has the man of 1,001 changes met his master? On with the contest.
Let's see how some magnesium flares do for a warmer upper.
A childish effort, my special infraphoton glass that filters any and all wavelengths.
Well, then. Now Stingery manages to wrap his tail around Rex and stings him
from behind. Sting, take that. He goes, ha ha.
I know you have no nerves, but my stinger injects a chemical cocktail of the world's most potent elemental poisons from lead to arsenic to chlorine, krypton, selenium, and strontium.
And metamorphose down and out.
Yeah, no human would still be alive after that, but then you are no ordinary man. Now one more sting.
Suddenly, as the seemingly beaten element man elongates.
Ah, trying to slither away. Well, take that.
He chops him in half.
Sting.
Sting. Sting, sting, sting. He chops him in half.
Right.
His bottom half right in the middle of the abdomen. His bottom half just topples over and the top half topples over.
Yeah. Well, here comes Urania. She's going to destroy Stingery with an embrace of fuming nitric acid.
Ha ha, your affection is wasted, my dear, since this costume is acid-proof.
Boy, this fella's thought of everything.
Well, you can't run Cyclops if you're not smart.
No, I guess not.
Next moment, as Urania resumes her e-girl form.
Well, he's wrapped his tail around her, and now he's about to kill her.
Sting, sting, sting.
Ooh, ooh.
Lashed by the fantastic potent poison of Stingery's tail, Urania Blackwell topples.
Yes. Well, Simon Stagg is still circling in his plane. Stingery presses some kind of button on his belt, and the plane engines quit for no reason.
Just like that.
Yeah. Simon manages to bring the plane down into a somewhat safe landing. They get out of the plane. Stingery is advancing towards them.
They're all about to, yeah, and Simon Stagg says his goodbyes. Yes, yeah. Daughter, I see him. Metamorpho and that element girl are gone. And now I guess this is our end, too. So he believes they're dead.
Yeah.
Prepare to meet it bravely by Godfrey. I guess that's his saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Godfrey.
But as Stingery makes his way along the bank of the dike.
Who slowly pulls himself out of the seawater.
Metamorpho, he's still alive. The salt water revived him.
Yay.
And he uses magnesium hands to pull Stingery down.
Yeah, so this is really fun. All the fighting that Stingery has done, all that happens with Metamorpho is he uses his hands and trips
him.
Stingery, which apparently knocks him out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Then Rex changes into aluminum can opener to cut Stingery out of his costume and also becomes a hacksaw and cuts his tail off.
Right.
Ha
God, there
ha.
Are no nerve endings in there.
Yeah, thank goodness.
That would really hurt.
Although he'd deserve it if there were.
Oh, yeah,
if
he's did a total have asshole, tail. Yeah.
Like, who's that tennis player that they used to say had a tail? He was an Australian tennis player in the 70s. Kathy Billabong or something, and there was it was all the rage. A rumor, this is before the internet, rumored that she had a vestigial tail.
Oh, God.
Right? I'm going to have to
Google it. I don't know what to say. I never heard that before.
Oh, my goodness. The things you missed by being born too late.
Just 4.5 years after you.
Well, that can make a huge difference if you didn't.
Of course, I knew John McEnroe and Martina Navratilova.
I think this is before McEnroe. This is like Billie Jean King days.
Okay. All right. So, what does he do? He chops off his tail. Then Sapphire comes running to Rex.
Yes.
And she goes, Rex, darling, you've won. He says, sure, Saph, but Urania gave her life to beat that creep. So
now,
Urania's dead.
Urania's dead. Stingery is not completely down for the count.
No.
Because he pulls a lever, which is going to destroy the dike and flood the nation.
Of Holland.
Well, it's never named Holland. I'm just presuming that's...
Yeah. What with all the windmills and whatnot.
Is that where the little Dutch boy lives? It's my grandmother used to say, if it was a cloudy day.
There's just enough
if sky. There's enough blue in the sky to patch a Dutch boy's pants, it'll clear up. And you know what? It always did.
Mm-hmm.
With a mighty roar, the sea crashes through the breach, widening it every second. Metamorpho turns into a iron bulldozer.
And takes the plane belonging to
Simon.
And uses it to plug the dike.
Yes.
Yeah, plug. Yeah, because the dike is keeping the sea out, and he uses it just to take that area that was exploded.
Yeah.
Yep. Very cool.
Simon's upset at first, but then Metamorpho reminds him that millions of people would be dead if I don't plug this dike, so...
So Simon must have some sort of a heart.
I guess I can contribute the plane to such a worthy cause. Rex picks up the dead body of Urania, and Sapphire won't let it go. What are you doing with that... Hussy, she's dead.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, yes, honestly, I can.
That's really how Sapphire is.
Yeah.
This woman gave her life to defeat a master criminal.
Yeah.
And Sapphire's like, what are you doing with her?
Saved Rex's she's life, by dead. The way. Now, Rex figures maybe Simon can bring her back to life. Mm. She deserves it after what she did. And Simon sees a business opportunity. Yeah. Yes, yes, perhaps I can think of it. An element man and an element girl. What a team.
Can Stagsy's genius revive the atomic doll? Does the element man need a feminine sidekick? Sapphire says, absolutely not. What sayst thou, readers? Let us know.
Well, I know someone who's going to have a strong opinion.
Who?
Sapphire. Dear editor.
Oh no, where are you?
I'm getting just a wee bit tired of Sapphire's tendency to beat on the nearest male chest when she is frustrated and faint when she's in danger. I thoroughly sympathize with her desire to give Java a few black and blue spots. Who wouldn't? But enough is enough. And as for the fainting bit, well, that went out with the bustles. Sapphire can always try judo in a pinch. I'll bet she's an expert. Just hasn't told anyone so she can give some baddie a surprise.
Irene Vartanoff, Bethesda, Maryland.
But look at this. The next letter. Dear editor, you can't fool me. I mean that stuff about Irene Vartanoff. What are you trying to do? Give an example of what a good letter should be or just putting in a few good words about Metamorpho? This kid thinks Irene Vartanoff's fake. Nick Kiriuzzi of Ellicott City,
which is right up the road from Bethesda, Maryland.
It's less than 20 miles from Bethesda.
Oh. She thinks she's a phony, like a made-up
yes.
critic. I love that.
I wish we could get the two of them together. I wonder if Nick Kiriuzzi is still alive.
Kiriuzzi.
That would be worth calling Irene Vartanoff and seeing if she'd come up guest star and confront her accuser.
Oh my God, I love it. I hadn't even thought to look for Irene Vartanoff.
I look in everything we read. This is the first thing I look for.
I love that.
Well, she's got some strong opinions, that's for sure. Also, one of these letters in here is someone suggesting that Sapphire become Element Girl.
Yeah, what happened with that?
What do you mean?
Why did they bring in an Element Girl? They didn't even give her, like, they didn't even let us see her transformation.
No.
Like, she just showed up. Hi, Element Man.
Yeah.
On your wedding day.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Now I'm dead. Uh-huh.
She's not really dead, is she?
She's not, Rob.
Okay.
We'll see her next issue, and then she appears a handful more times. But then, she doesn't appear for years and years, but she appears in the 80s, 90s, in the Sandman comic, where she's
Sandman comic.
Broke and depressed, and Sandman's sister Death comes and claims her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, nowadays, there's a new Element Woman, and she's around, I think.
Is she any better than this one was? I think so, yes.
It's, you know, I'm not fuzzy on details in current days, because it's the new 52 ruined it for me.
Reply. Sorry, listen. Try again.
You can find us on social media at GoGoCheckPod. You can rate and review us. at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can find us on our sister podcast, Nerd Orchestra. You can see us cooking and tasting disgusting recipes on YouTube on Dr. Bob's Kitchen, KITSCHEN. And you can find us right back here.
That's right.
Next week.
Yes. Do we say, what do we say at this time of year?
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad. Right.
Bye.
Mr. Wind, just keep us sailing.
We'll keep us sailing along.
In the sky, there's no curtain.
Yes, we'll have fun. So everyone, come on.
Guide us. When you're beside me, we can